2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. 5 people are giving advice on how to give feedback to employees. For each recording, decide what advice the speaker gives. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what advice each speaker gives. 13.
Basically, the point of giving feedback is to motivate your staff to perform as well as they can in future. Nothing is a better motivator than telling someone that they are doing a wonderful job. I do not believe it could ever be the wrong time or place to draw attention to someone's plus points. So, use your regular feedback sessions in this way to encourage your staff and make them feel good about themselves and their value to your company.
When
I started organizing feedback sessions for my staff, I made the mistake of not letting them have their say. Although I'd criticized their performance tactfully, and I knew I had to do so immediately and in an appropriate place, I've now learned that it's sensible to allow them time to reflect. You can then agree to meet again at a later date if necessary. That means you've both had time to consider the implications of what's been said.
15.
Most employees feel they don't get enough feedback. On the rare occasions they do get it, it's either too superficial, or it's because some kind of problem has arisen, and so it comes across as negative. The key to giving effective feedback is to allow a time for it each month, so that it becomes a matter of course, just part of the work routine. Then staff won't get nervous about it, and it'll be more positive.
16.
When a member of staff has made a serious mistake, and you have no choice but to respond with serious negative feedback, then the best thing is to concentrate on what happened as a result of the criticised performance. That way, your criticism will come across as reasoned and cannot be later dismissed by the employee as just your own unfair personal opinion. Don't just say that the work done was not satisfactory, but point out what effects it had.
17.
Sometimes, when I was on the receiving end, I'd come out of feedback sessions with my boss wondering what on earth he'd been talking about. As a result, I always open sessions with my employee by saying something like, "I wanted to talk to you about the report you wrote yesterday." I do this even when I'm responding on the spot to something that has just happened. It means we're both starting from the same point.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. 5 people are talking about their reasons for joining a particular company. For each recording, decide why the speaker chose to join the company. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H.
Now listen and decide why each speaker chose to join the company.
I had really enjoyed working for my last company. I felt that I was really being given lots of different challenges, especially in developing new products. But in the end, I felt they asked too much of me. I never seemed to have any time at home, and I felt I had to look around for another post. It was clear that this job would be much more manageable.
19.
I was lucky to be offered 3 different jobs. The interview for this one was quite a challenge. You know, the human resources manager was rather unwelcoming, I thought. But then we did a tour of the factory with several senior managers and saw all the different work areas. They seemed really go ahead and talked a lot about their plans for the future, etc. That decided it for me.
20.
I really liked where I used to work because it was an extremely pleasant environment and I didn't have to commute any distance, unlike where I am now. But the thing was, I couldn't see myself being sufficiently challenged in the long run at my last place. Whereas it was obvious in this current job description that if I stuck at the work, I could move up the company. And that's what I really wanted.
21.
The job description sounded quite interesting. But I was a little worried that I wouldn't be able to fulfil all the criteria for the various aspects of the work, particularly the requirement to work as part of a large team. Anyway, I obviously managed to convince them at the interview I could do it, and I started last week. I'd actually been offered another job in a nearby firm, but I couldn't have lived so well on the remuneration package.
22.
At my last place, I just didn't feel the environment was dynamic enough. I didn't feel I was going to be able to get ahead. I'm not so much interested in getting a higher or better paid position, or at least not yet, but I wanted my skills to be built up through a development program. It was obvious at the interview that this company was very good in this respect.
22. Listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.